Portrait of Bazille by Claude Monet. Claude Monet and Frédéric Bazille met in Charles Glaire's studio in 1862. The liberal attitude of this Swiss painter, who allowed his students a freedom unknown in the academic studios, charged very little for his teaching and provided models costly elsewhere, attracted these provincial artists. With Renoir and Sisley, also pupils of Glaire, Monet and Bazille soon formed a small group, artists brought together as much by their rejections by the Salon as by a shared perception of painting, with the emphasis on an increasingly daring technique. During these pre-impressionist years, ideas flew back and forth between the works of these young painters, seen in the series of reciprocal portraits, Frédéric Bazille painting the heron by Renoir, or the portrait of Renoir by Bazille. These exchanges occurred, both because of the rarity of models and out of pictorial tradition, which has always existed everywhere, as it had among the students at the highly academic Villa Medici. More comfortably off than his friends, Bazille gave lodgings to both Renoir and Monet, to whom he seemed closer. To help Monet, Bazille tried to act as a broker and place his pictures with collectors he knew, such as Bruyat. He even went so far as to buy Women in the Garden, now in the Musée d'Orsay, by saving money out of the allowance his father sent him. For many years it was thought that the portrait of Bazille was in fact a self-portrait, painted in latte on the family estate at Saint-Sauveur. Recent research has attributed this fine painting to Monet, dating it in July 1864. Living in Honfleur at that time, Monet and Bazille worked and ate lunch at the Saint-Simeon farm, then a favourite haunt of artists. The best landscape painters of the time, such as Corot and Dubigny, had been staying there since the 1850s, during their visit to the Normandy coast. Bazille would pose again for Monet in The Picnic, now in the Musée d'Orsay, where he appears twice, in a frock coat and bowler hat.